Mr. Maurizio Martina, Minister of Agriculture, Food and Forest Policies of Italy. Mr. Phil Hogan, European Commission for Agriculture and Rural Development. Mr. Joseph Sala, Commission of the Expo Milan. Mr. Roberto Arditi, Expo Director of Institutional Affairs. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to start by expressing my appreciation for the opportunity to be here with all of you at this very important event in the context of the Expo Milano 2015. I am also particularly honored to have FAO as the coordinator for the UN participation of this exposition, along with WFP and IFAD. Expo Milano offers us a crucial opportunity for a very timely debate. As you all know, agriculture is a key driver of economic development and poverty reduction in many developing countries. And poverty is still the main cause of hunger. This is due to a wide range of inequalities, access to water, to land, and other productive resources, as well as lack of social protection. More than 75% of the world's poor, that's about 900 million people, reside in rural areas. But hunger and food insecurity are not the result of food scarcity. They stem from unequal access to food due to inequalities in income and access to resources, assets, and markets. Another key issue that Expo Milano gave us the opportunity to discuss is the relationship between food, food system, and culture, as highlighted by Mr. Martina. We must keep in mind that food has a cultural heritage in order to achieve truly sustainable solutions. Beyond the level of food consumption, adequate nutrition depends on health diets, food safety, access to health and sanitary service. And health diets starts with health soils, health seeds, and fire food systems. A renewed focus on nutrition and linkage with food system was one of the main outcomes of the second International Conference on Nutrition, held in FAO last November. The post-15 Sustainable Development Goals that will be approved during the United Nations General Assembly next September also reflect this concept. As indicated by the discussions in New York, the SDGs will endorse the vision of a world free of hunger and malnutrition. But more than that, what is being established under Sustainable Development Goal number 2 is a comprehensive and holistic and time-bound framework, and I quote, to end hunger, achieve food security, and improve nutrition to promote sustainable agriculture, end quote. With the full support from the UN system and other stakeholders, leaders of more than 100 countries in Africa, Latin America, and Asia have already committed to put an end on hunger by 2025. Now, the entire world is called to join us in a global movement to end hunger and malnutrition once and for all. I wanted to renew this pledge to all of you here today, as representative of your countries, to embark in this journey with us. Ladies and gentlemen, food security and nutrition, sustainable development, and addressing inequalities will be at the heart of future development efforts. Visit visitors to the expo will learn how it is possible to end hunger in our lifetime and how they need to be part of this solution. One key challenge in the 21st century is to eradicate hunger and malnutrition in a sustainable manner. As such, Expo reinforced the message that we all have to act with environmental responsibility as one of our watchwords. Responsible citizens must do their part to promote a sustainable food security. Reducing food waste and consuming environmentally friendly products are just some of the initiatives in this regard that is promoted by Expo Milan. Likewise, responsible producers must go make their contribution. Nowadays, they can choose from many options to ensure a sustainable production. Climate-smart agriculture and agroecology are only some of the options available. And responsible investors are also called upon to enhance food security and nutrition in a sustainable manner, as is encouraged in the framework of the Principles for Responsible Investment in Agriculture and Food System, approved last year in the Committee of World Food Security, CFS. Ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about the environment, we simply cannot ignore the impacts of climate change and how this poses serious threats to agriculture production in many countries, especially in the poorest countries. This is a major threat to food security. In order to ensure food for all, we need to radically shift away from the current input-intensive approach. Agriculture and our food systems need to adapt to climate change, and we need to make them more resilient and sustainable. That should be a political and development priority for all, not only for the agriculture sectors. More sustainable agriculture adapted to climate change creates the condition for an important additional benefit: the sequestration of gas emission and carbon in soils and trees. With an enabling environment and with the right policies and using the right tools, most of which we are already in use but need to be scaled up, we can make the shift we need. I would like to take this opportunity to thank Minister Martina for organizing this international forum. While we must acknowledge the challenge before us, we must also propose feasible solutions to address this challenge. Before ending, let me remind you that the 39th section of FAO conference is set to start next Saturday, 6th of June in Rome. We have a train available that departs on Friday afternoon, so please don't lose the train. During the first weekend of the conference on Saturday, 6th and Sunday, 7th of June, the President of Italy, Sergio Mattarella, the President of Chile, Michelle Bachelet, and the former President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, will address the plenary. Two high-level events will also take place: a panel on the SEEDS, Small Island Development States, on Saturday, and a special section that will award the 72 countries that achieved the first Millennium Development Goals on Sunday. Thank you very much for your attention.